kitchen fair, I bought the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. I've been thinking today. Yes, I've been thinking about you too. But amongst all of my thoughts, I had come across one of the brethren sent this little video, and it was about the beginning of our history and about the Chicago World's Fair of 1893. And the official narrative, he says, explains to us that over 200 buildings were built for the fair only, to be torn down within years of the World's Fair. And he shows you in this video, it's pretty amazing. The architecture is remarkable. Astounding. I mean, it is just outstanding. And I was able to put some pieces together while thinking about the whole idea of things. You see, they said they built all these buildings, and there were waterways and things that look like from Europe, gorgeous, gorgeous architecture that you would never tear down. You wouldn't build it up and then tear it down after you saw how beautiful it was. And I begin to think, and I begin to understand, because this is what I do. I connect dots, and I think of things, other things about history that would have to do with this. See, what really happened here was they destroyed and took down a lot of gorgeous architecture here in the United States to hide how great our current history was, how great America was, that it was showing signs of the unity of all the Israelite nations, so to speak, with the architecture, the beautiful architecture. I mean, it was really, really remarkable to see this. And if you wanted to see this architecture, I think you could just go to Google and Google up the Chicago World's Fair of 1893. Now, what does this tell me? I'm going to put some pieces together for you. The Sphinx. And the Sphinx had its face chopped off. And also we see that the pyramids of Giza have been damaged deliberately. I believe deliberately. Oh, it's aged over time, but some of this architecture would have lasted. Now, you know about the ruins of Rome and the ruins of Greece, right? You see, somebody's been doing this for a very long time. They've been trying to hide our history, hide our greatness, hide our abilities, our art, our literature. They've burned down many libraries to hide our literature and hide the truth and the real history of things. We know who they are, and I know you know who they are. Can you say Jew? Well, it's obvious to me, after seeing this little piece, that the reality of today, what they've contrived, in other words, America would still have these great buildings and these wonderful testimonies to our great white societies. Something must have happened to Atlantis as well. Who knows what did happen to Atlantis? Did she sink herself, or did she sink because somebody wanted to make sure she sunk? To hide the greatness of what Yahweh's offspring can do. Dear white woman and white man, you must realize that you are the offspring of the ever-living God, the creator of the universe. Do you know what that would mean for you? I shouldn't say what it would mean, what it does mean. It means that you have creative abilities beyond your imagination, beyond your wildest imagination. It means that you are prone to greatness as the Father is great. Oh, I don't mean you're a god. You lost that in the garden. But you will be redeemed. But in the meantime, the greatness of the white race has been had its face chopped off. It's had its glorious architectural works destroyed when people weren't looking. And what these Jews want you to believe, dear white woman and white man, is that all the greatness of your race was in the past. And there can be no longer any greatness in your race. That's such a lie. See, when I laugh at that, I'm not laughing because it's true. I'm laughing at how preposterous it is. Listen, you are the offspring of the creator of the universe. You understand? Somebody divided you against the people of your own race. Somebody wants to keep you from great achievements. Somebody wants to tell you that you're equal with street poopers and people that aren't even in the same league as you. They're not Yahweh's offspring. And so by destroying this architecture, it would have changed the way you look at America. It would have changed the way you look at your race. Somebody wants to hide the greatness of Yahweh's offspring. You just think about that for a little while. Think about why somebody would want to take the face off of the Sphinx. You see, it's the age-old faceless, instead of faceless enemy, it's we could just put on any face we wish to now, right? So if they wanted to have a psyop that the blacks were Egypt, which they love to try to portray, which is so far off base, they try to say it was a black face and some white man took it off there to hide it. You don't... Can you see that? I mean, you don't get it, right? I mean, I know some of you get it. But they've got you thinking you're nobody in a world. And that you're just like everybody else and equal to everybody else. And you're the ones that have brought all these societies, these great societies that have now been corrupted, to fruition. The artwork of today has been taken over by Jewry. The modernized movement is all Jews, the modern arts. And they are bogus arts. They are doodles compared to what white art is. A white woman in a painting is art and is beautiful. But the art that they have is not beautiful. It's abstract. It's non-symmetrical. It's out of balance. So they tore 200 buildings down after the Chicago World's Fair. 200 buildings, and then who knows around the country how many more they had torn down to hide your greatness, white woman and white man. And in your music, which used to be great, all the way up just past the beginning of the 20th century, excuse me. And now all Jews have sort of taken over music, and there's no great, great classical music anymore. Oh, there's classical music that they say is great, but it doesn't compare to the white man's music, who created it in the first place. It's like I say to you that there's the real and the imitation. And the imitation, it looks like the real thing. It can even sound like the real thing. But it doesn't have the soul or the heart or the brains of the thing. It just doesn't measure up. It's passed off as the real. Today's architecture is cheap compared to the architecture that we've always put out. somebody wants to destroy all the things that, not only the things that the Father has created, they want to mongrelize them, hybridize them, denigrate them, degrade them, destroy them. But his offspring have created many things in the world, many beautiful things that have been destroyed, beautiful literature that has been destroyed. They went, these Jews, and destroyed libraries to hide history, to hide what they had been convicted of in the past. To hide your greatness as the offspring of Yahweh. That's the reality of things. I'm not trying to bloat you up. I'm just trying to tell you that you are greater than you can imagine you are, and should be greater than you are right now. We have fallen far. Because we've forgotten who our Father is. We have forgotten that we are his offspring. Once you know that you're the offspring of the Creator, the ever-living God, Yahweh himself, what is there that you couldn't accomplish? He said if we had faith, the faith of a mustard seed, the size of a mustard seed, we could move mountains. And we probably could. If he says we could, we could. Period. So, it's come to the point where to be great, you believe that you have to sell your soul to the devil and his offspring, the Jews, in order to make a deal to be great. But you needed not to do that at all. You already are the child of the ever-living God, Yahweh himself. You are the offspring. You don't need to make any deals with any devils to be great. Greatness is within you. Now, the more you realize that, okay, listen, you've been taught to live for today, haven't you? But if you had known the greatness of our past, and you could have read about it, and you could have witnessed it, and you could have seen the greatness of the current day, but now can't because it was destroyed, you would be a different man or woman in this world now, wouldn't you? You'd have a whole different psyche, as they say. You wouldn't be believing tales of fake equality. You would know what destroyed society in ages past. You would know what brought down empire after empire. And of course, that would be homosexuality and race mixing. You would know this. It had all been written in books and had been saved in libraries for you, especially the one in Alexandria, Egypt. They would stop all kinds of people and have scribes copy the books and put them all in the library. It was massive, from my understanding. Your greatness was written in these books. Your achievements were written in these books. Your face was on the Sphinx in Egypt. Rome was not in the ruins it is in today. It would have not been. Somebody wanted to destroy your past and to sweep it under a rug or under a desert or into the sea so that you would have no idea what you were capable of, dear white woman and white man. Your capabilities are so far above what you think they are. We are the movers and shakers of the world. And now some of you have sold out for the dollar bill. That's all you care about is you want to make some money. What for? Others of you want to think of politics all day and all night. What happened to the great thinkers in Greece? What happened to... You see, even if you look at the founding fathers, they want you to hate these men so that you wouldn't even read their literature and find out just how great these men really were. These were just average men, too. I mean, you know, that they were intelligent because they didn't have television to dumb them down. They didn't have Marxist teachers to teach them false ideologies, to waste their lives and to destroy their own people and hate their own people. And therefore, they could learn multi-languages. They could learn how to be a farmer as well. They could learn how to write books. They learned how to be esquires. They learned how to partake in government, how to create a government, how to create documents, how to bring forth electricity. Yes, our people did all these things. I mean, I love these people that try to tell you that the blacks created helicopters. You got to be joking, right? That I have a blog on davidjamesboston.com. Look up the article called Egypt, White Proof, Black Spoof. All that nonsense is a bunch of nonsense. The blacks couldn't even create a wheel. The blacks didn't even know what alcohol was. They traded their own people for alcohol. You don't understand the past. And if you don't understand the past, you have no future. Because they don't want you to have a future. Either you begin to look into the past and understand it, or you will not be able to survive. Now, the enemy of our race, the Jews, know this. So they've taught you to not like to read books. People don't in America don't like to read books. And if they do, they like to read Jewish fiction books or useless novels about nothing. All of you women out there that want to appear so smart and you want to tell us how much smarter you are than men, why don't you do some real searching through history and write some books about history? and discover the greatness of the white race. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking to the wrong woman. You hate the white race, right? Not all of you. I know. You'd rather look through history and try to find out that the blacks were the greatest race of all times. But you'd be hard-pressed to find out anything of that nonsense. That is just pure nonsense. Egypt was white when it was in its apex. When it began to miscegenate, or whatever it is, when it began to race mix, that it was the beginning of the end of that society. That empire ended. And the people that live there today think that they've always been Egypt. But they haven't been. You must remember that the Middle East was full of white people. Ishmael had 12 sons also. There were a lot of white people in the Middle East until I don't know when this horror happened, but Arab means mixed, as far as I understand. And now the Middle East is chock full of mixed race hybrids, kissing cousins, marrying in your own family. No wonder you're all cuckoo. You are corrupt, and you are in chaos. So, the Jews spend time writing books about history and demonizing the white men and women of history, especially the kings. I must tell you that it's just like I was speaking about the West. The West is nothing like the Jewish lens has portrayed it to be. The Jewish lens also portrays all of history. Now, just recently, they tried to say that Alexander the Great was a homosexual. Ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing things from the Jewish lens. So, in other words, say if you're white and you're looking at cowboy and Western movies, right? And you find out that around every corner there's these white people that want to rob, rape, and kill everybody around them and everything, right? So you start believing, geez, we were evil people. Wow, we were evil people. It wasn't like that at all. You're seeing it through the Jewish lens. This is all made up in Jews' minds. Because just like the news today, there really is no exciting news. They have to make it up. Or else there's nothing really that interesting that goes on. See, especially in white society, it's so peaceful. For most of it is so peaceful when it's just whites among whites that there are no news stories to write. Back in the 50s, they used to have 5 minutes of news, and they couldn't even really fill that. So now we've gone from 5 minutes of news to 24-hour news. And on the Jewish website, every fourth or fifth story is about the Holocaust. That's the primary fable in the Jewish lens. They want to keep reminding you of that every day of your life, every single day of your life. Why is that? Because instead of looking at Germany for the greatness that it was, and is and always shall be, is they want you to look and say, again, my people are evil. Oh, white people are evil. Oh, yeah. And you just suck it on up. You swallow the whole camel. You won't even strain at a gnat on that thing, will you? That's the only point of history that the Jews want you to pay attention to. Do you know that? They don't want you looking at the Armenian genocide. They don't want you looking at all the architecture of Europe that has been destroyed through these wars. See, that's another advantage for the Jew. The spoils of war, they not only make money, but at the end of the war, they went and they bombed all the beautiful architecture that was being built in Germany at the time, and even the old architecture that was gorgeous. Churches and all kinds of things they destroyed. They also did this in Russia. See, just one little 16-minute video, and it sparks off a whole new set of dots, ladies and gentlemen. They destroyed churches all the way through Russia. Turned some of them into Freemasonic lodges, which are very ugly architecture. I know, you want to say, oh no, well, that's the Temple of Solomon. They make them all like the Temple of Solomon. Well, you see, the Freemasonic swill hole that it is ugly inside and out. It can be beautiful architecture, but it's just filthy, ugly, and dirty. Now, the German soldiers, when they went into Russia, the women were bringing them flowers. They were happy to see the Germans, and the Germans had on their belts, Gott mit uns, God with us. And they helped build the churches along the way. They helped rebuild churches. Does that sound like evil to you? So the Jew only wants you to focus on World War II. They don't even want you to look at World War I because the Germans won. And if the cheating wasn't done, the Germans would have won in World War II as well. Because they are the tribe of Judah. And a witness of the fact that they are the tribe of Judah is that they are great warriors. So great that they took down all of Europe, including Russia, until we stepped in. The Jew in America, not me, I'm not a Jew, but we as America stepped in and gave them the Lend-Lease program and sent them fresh tanks. And we helped the Russians cheat to defeat Germany. And we're paying for it dearly now, we the American people. Jews aren't paying for it. The American people are. And the British people. And the French, and still the Germans are paying for it, which is unfair. Ladies and gentlemen, they've destroyed our farms, our land, they've destroyed our architecture, our art. When we produced good music that was amazing, they destroyed that and then put out rap music. Now, I know that the rock and roll stuff from the 50s to the 70s or whatever wasn't as in the sphere of classical music. I understand that. But it was a time of creation of white people that was amazing. And once they realized that these white people were getting some power in the world from this, they made sure they changed and gave the power to people that they could control. They didn't want any more white greatness, you see. And they don't want any white greatness today. See, we are the creators. We are like our father. The Jews aren't creators. They just steal things that white people create. It was funny because I was talking to somebody about the farms over in Russia when I was walking. I don't know if I was talking about this on a show or not, but they were talking about how they gave Jews farms in Russia, but there was no farming being done by the Jews, only there were cattle or something like that on the land, which is a testimony in itself that they are the seed line of Cain. You understand? Same as on the Fiddler on the Roof. And I told you that the Fiddler on the Roof, there's a dark character that plays the violin. You know how Charlie Daniels had a little violin thing with the devil? Hmm? The devil went down to Georgia? Hmm? Well, that same violin player is their father that's the Fiddler on the Roof. And in there, they tried to pretend that they were farmers. But they didn't show them growing anything. They just had cattle. And they would milk a cow to get some milk or something. Or take some eggs from a hen. But there was no... I don't remember seeing any farming being done in The Fiddler on the Roof. But it was a psyop. You see? They want you to think that they can farm, but they can't. All the farming that's done in Israel is done by Palestinians. So this great cover-up that has gone on throughout our history, by doing these two world wars, they were able to destroy some of the most lavish and gorgeous architecture that were testimonies to white civilization, to the greatness of the offspring of Yahweh, and then replaced it with mundane, unimportant buildings that make it look cheap and make the cities look cheap. Because the imitation of white society is very bogus. It's very cheap. Just like Jewish women who try to be Anglo-Saxon women, they're like cheap imitations, like ornate jewelry, you know what I mean? Like the cheapest of colognes. That's the that's what they are, an imitation. And it's a horrible and horrible imitation. I'm telling you that there really is nothing like the real thing. They've even got you believing that if I talk to you about God or I read the scriptures, that I'm talking about religion. I'm not talking about religion. I told you that the religions of this world all have Lucifer as their god. When I talk about the Bible or the scriptures or what I've dubbed it, the book of books, I'm talking about the history of the race of Adam, his story. Because he's the only one that's important in the story, the race of Adam. That race is the only race that has a covenant with their Father in heaven. That race was put here to dominate. That race was put here to till this garden and to tend this garden, meaning the world. And if you're unaware that there are two seed lines fighting one another and have been ever since the garden, ever since Eve was tricked into having an unholy sexual union with an angel, which brought forth Cain, a corrupt tree which could not bring forth good fruit, and his offspring after him that still cannot bring forth good fruit and cannot be farmers at all. They've been cursed. The ground, Cain was told that the ground will no longer yield to you. And of course that means and your posterity. The seed line of Cain we saw in Russia, and we see in so-called Israel today. They can't farm still because the ground will not yield to them. So we saw the judgment, and we see that Yahweh told, I'm repeating this, but it's important to know this. Yahweh told the serpent that his zera, his seed, his offspring, would be at enmity with her zera, her seed, her offspring, meaning Eve. So therefore, there would be a war that was instituted in the garden by Yahweh with the seed of the serpent, the seed line of Cain, which went off into Esau as well. We also know it as the wheat and the tares, Jacob and Esau, the Edomites against the Israelites. All those, the Edomites, when the Jews came here into New York and they couldn't read or write English, they wanted them to, this was on Ellis Island, I've remarked on this many times, they wanted them to sign with an X, but they were offended by the X because they hate Jesus Christ, and it offended them, so they wanted to sign with a circle, which is known as a kaikel. Thus, they got the name kike. It's a Yiddish word for circle. Kaikel. And the circle also represented that they were the children of the serpent, the children of the snake, the Ouroboros snake, who swallows its own tail. So they are the children of the snake, and we are the children of Eve and Adam, which are the offspring of Yahweh himself. So the Jews are the offspring of this union, unholy union, where Eve got tricked into having sex with this angel. No, there was no apple. No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Who would want to destroy the beautiful architecture of Rome? Who would want to destroy the architecture in Egypt and in Greece and in Russia and in Germany and in America and in England and all the other places as well? Who would do that? Who are the destroyers? When they stole the atomic bomb, I was talking to a woman about this the other day, and she says that she believes that at the end of the war, the Germans had the atomic bomb, and it was used to bomb Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So somehow we stole the bombs from Germany. And there was a pretender, a Jew named Oppenheimer, who said that he created the atomic bomb. And this is what he said: I have become the destroyer of worlds. Who are the destroyers? Who would want to destroy the beautiful art and architecture of the white race, of the white civilizations? Well, I'll tell you who. Those who helped to destroy those civilizations. Because the white people had written about these Jews all along. There were testimony after testimony about these Jews and how they destroyed civilization after civilization after civilization, and they made sure that they covered up their tracks like a serpent would. I know this makes sense. I know it's true. We have proof of much of this. And now seeing this thing where they destroyed these gorgeous, gorgeous buildings and this gorgeous architecture from the Chicago World's Fair of 1893, it shows me. Because, you see, that's about the time, ladies and gentlemen, that Rothschild had been broken out of there. You know, the French Revolution, etc., etc., right? This is in the general time. Excuse me, 1790, yeah. Well, excuse me, I'm wrong. 1893. What I meant to say was this is around the time when they were about to take control and bring forth the Federal Reserve. So what had happened was when Rothschild got control over the bank, I'm not sure what year that was. I think Eustace Mullen said it was around 1815. I'm not sure right at this moment. But once they had control, that means that the yoke, Jacob's yoke, as Isaac had told Esau, would come off Esau. And then we were catapulted into the time of Jacob's trouble, which we are currently in. So 1893, if they're destroying great architecture, here they're doing it other places too. And then the two world wars happen, and they're doing it there too. And while those world wars are going on, they're doing it in other countries like Russia, destroying that architecture too. Destroying their farms, destroying everything. Because as Oppenheimer said, I have become the destroyer of worlds. Who am I? He's a Jew. It makes me a little angry, I must say. Because people, you've been lied to. You shouldn't be depressed. You shouldn't be downhearted. You shouldn't have any guilt trips about anything you did to anybody. You didn't do anything to anybody. White people were slaves long before black people were. White people have been slaves for a long time, and white people are still slaves today. You should be loving your father's word, your father's counsel. You should love him more than anything in this whole world. And anything that you should want to be is more like him. You don't need to sell your soul to become great. You have greatness within you. It swells up inside of you. It dwells within you. It doesn't dwell in the other races. We didn't need Negroes to have great sports, you know. We had great sports through all of time. Our countries competed with one another and made us all greater. Equality destroys competition. It destroys the will to be better, the will to go further. The will to jump higher, the will to think deeper, the will to grow exponentially. All this is within you, white man, white woman. But if you'd rather be equal with some bush boogie or something, well, then I guess I'm just lying to you then. And you just carry on, you'll end up in the pot like the rest of them. Break out of your cocoon. Don't be afraid to show your greatness. Don't be afraid to speak your mind. We will have no more of this political correctness. We will not let them put chains around our mouths and our minds. We will speak our minds. We are free to speak our minds. You see, somebody said to me something very interesting about when we have nothing else to lose, then I guess that's when we'll do something about it. So as long as you have your cheap little police job, or your cheap little government job, and you have a little house to live in and a car, I guess you're not going to do anything about it until you lose all that. Once you lose all that, your greatness will shine, because you'll have nothing else to lose. And therefore, you won't be afraid to speak the truth. You won't be afraid to throw a punch, etc., etc., etc. The bell shall toll for thee in a good way. I hope that you will take the time to look at those buildings from the Chicago's World's Fair of 1893. You will see the greatness of your race, white woman, white man. See, I don't call you persons, because a person is not a man or a woman. Look it up in Black's Law Dictionary. Perhaps I'll have to do that for you too. I'm not really giving you too many shots here. I'm just teasing you a little bit. Teasing you to get up off your rump and stop being a lump. Let me take a sip of coffee as a celebratory libation. Get up off your gas. Little lass. 'Cause this world ain't gonna last. It's so filthy and dirty and full of hybrids too. But never forget there's tons and tons of Jews. Oh yeah, I wanted to tell you something. I saw a little article. There's now Jews in the alt-right. Oh, welcome them though. Definitely don't. I wouldn't be suspect or anything like that. I would just think like, oh, well, it's normal for Jews to be in the alt-right or to be on the right. I told you already in Israel, they're touting this thing where the Knesset now has a left. There's lefty Jews and righty Jews. And if you believe that, I've got some socks to sell you at the bottom of the ocean. Now, all of a sudden, we have Jews. I remember when the truth movement, when I started looking in the truth movement, I knew Alex Jones was bogus, that he was a fearmonger and the replacement for Bill Cooper, et cetera, who was another shill. But when I begin to see all these Jewish names in the truth movement, I said, I just shook my head and I said, I know what this is immediately. I don't even have to look into it. I know what it is. So now there's going to be Jews in the on the far right soon. Yes, they're going to be Nazi Jews. Neo-Nazi Jews. Yes. Pro-Hitler Jews. Yeah, we already had that. We had the Nazi Party in America that's always been headed by a Jew. Nothing new under the sun. It's the same old crap, one by one. The father never wanted one world, and he still doesn't. No, no, no. You've been fooled. You've been fooled too many times. Too many times. No, the father didn't allow a one-world government or a one-world money system. He already shot that right down a long time ago, and this one's going to be shot down, too. Matter of fact, the cards are already falling. The Jews are just pretending they're not falling. You just think that it's all the same and that they're getting away with all these things. Listen, it's been a lot of fun speaking with you tonight. I know that I touched on some things. Probably didn't hit everything that I wanted to, but I didn't have this written down, you understand? This was all, like it always is, on the fly. And good evening to you, flies on the wall, as well.
So full of doubts, I wonder what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the ozone glow. The pull of God, it only yields to those up. Tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The body- left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't.